You know, almost every week, there's some obit where I am trying to find one particular thing, searching all over the place for it, but it doesn't show up till after the program. At which point, I just put it into the stacks and, you know, someday, hopefully it gets used in the first half of the program. But this one, there was no ignoring it, no not putting it into the place of honor it deserves. So here we go with this addendum for the radio obituary for Bobby Lloyd Hicks right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, the cowboys are essentially West, riding horses and a rope in cows. Seldom, if ever, a much needed rest, want to do it later, but have to do it now. Howdy there, little partners. This is your old pal, Bobby Lloyd. And I want to tell you a story today about the greatest bunch of guys a fella could ever call his friends. The cowboys. One day on a large cattle farm, a ranger said to his brother,
"Now hold tight with your left arm, otherwise you'll smother."
Redskins on a tense alert were hiding behind a stone wall, around which they skirt, and several were quite tall. As they changed their position and came into open view, the cowboys had the suspicion that the Indians were more than few. Astride their charging horses, rifles ready for an instant act, there were few additional losses, but great faith in the mental pact. They circled the discovered Redskins and fired several shots at the group. The result? Several more dead skins, less members of that noisy troop. The Indians yelled and danced to the tune of beaten drums, after when they pranced but did not eat breadcrumbs. One ranger said to another,
"Let's go to the local saloon. Even though you're not my brother, your body is swollen like a balloon."
The remaining, all brave, continued with the dance. Their tents were held by stays. One weapon, a long lance. Oh, the cowboys are essentially West, riding horses and a rope in cows. Seldom, if ever, a much-needed rest, want to do it later, but have to do it now. So long, little partners.
Johnny, honey, be careful.
It's my record.
Oh, the cowboys are essentially West, riding horses and a rope in cows. Seldom, if ever, a much needed rest, want to do it later, but have to do it now.
The initial radio obituary tonight is for Clyde Stubblefield. I can't believe we haven't gotten to him yet, and he's even been at the top of the list. The American drummer, best known for his work with James Brown, and one of the most sampled drummers ever. He was self-taught, influenced by the sound of natural rhythms around him. He ended up creating many sounds considered to be funk standards. Clyde Stubblefield just passed away at 73. He's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Pull back the cover. Shades. Good God, it's a raid. Cut out the lights.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Noel Scully Sims, the Jamaican ska, rocksteady, and reggae percussionist, born in Kingston way back in 1935. He started out a duo with his school friend Arthur Bunny Robinson. They were known as Sims and Robinson, later Bunny and Scully, and they won a talent contest 2 years running and became the first Jamaican artist to make R&B records on the island, starting with acetates for sound system use in 1953. All previous Jamaican-made singles were Calypso. Went on to release singles in the early 60s with Clement Coxone Dodd, worked with Prince Buster, and, you know, all the greats. Noel Scully Sims just passed away around about age 81, 82, something like that. Hard to say for sure, but it's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You are crying too, yes, crying too. rest. Goes out the light in Massachusetts. Seeing all the things I want to see, and the lights all went out in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, that's one place I have seen.
The next radio obituary is for Martin Stone, the English guitarist and rare book dealer. He wanted to be a journalist, began as a cup reporter, but interviewed Jimmy Page back when he was still a session musician. Next thing you knew, Martin Stone's passion for the guitar led him to become a musician. He was even given consideration as a possible replacement for Brian Jones in the Rolling Stones. Martin Stone just passed away at about 70. It's the next radio obituary for Martin Stone right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Eric Miller, the jazz record producer. He started out as a tape archivist for MGM's recording studios in Hollywood, went on to launch Pablo Records in 72 along with Norman Granz, and went on to work there as an A&R man. Well into the late 80s, Eric Miller just passed away at 75. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The penultimate radio obituary. Wow, are we already there? Yes, we're already there. The penultimate radio obituary is for Packy the Elephant. He was famous for having been the first elephant born in the Western Hemisphere in 44 years at the time of his birth. And he ended up being the oldest male Asian elephant in North America. He stood with a shoulder height 10 feet 6 inches tall, overall height more than 12 feet when standing up straight. I hope he had good posture. He was one of the tallest elephants in the U.S., and perhaps one of the tallest worldwide. Packy just passed away at 54. It's the penultimate radio obituary with a tip of the hat to Clyde Stubblefield right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now, Renfro, you know I ain't never been no further east LA.
Well, that's
that tennis shoe's wholesale.
Renfro, you is ignorant.
You try one, Jackson.
Okay. Why do elephants have wrinkled knees?
Maybe they forgot to have their skin pressed.
No, Renfro. It's from bending down shooting marbles.
Here's one for you, Jackson. Why do ducks have webbed feet?
Now, Renfro, we was discussing elephants, not ducks.
Same thing, Jackson. You don't know the answer?
Uh-uh.
So they can stomp a hot forest fire. How does elephants get their tennis shoes dirty?
From wearing them, man.
Oh, from stomping out burning ducks.
Renfro.
Yeah, Jackson.
Where do these things come from?
I ain't for certain, but somebody said the president got them done.
Well, now, why would the president want to do that?
So the elephants would start roosting on the White House roof. I dig these jokes.
Me too. Here's one, Renfro.
Okay, Jackson, go ahead on.
Why does elephants sleep with the feet in the air?
To keep their tennis shoes clean.
No, man, you're all messed up. It's to trip blue jays when they fly by.
And the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Barbara Carroll, the American jazz pianist from Worcester, Massachusetts, by the way. In 1947, Leonard Feather dubbed her the first girl to ever play bebop piano. She went on to work with Benny Goodman, Charlie Bird, Joe Shulman, many people. Barbara Carroll just passed away at 92. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. I overheard the strangers talk right there beside me on the walk. A little girl and boy of three, here's how they sounded to me. Paula, it was my penny.
Died with the Danny in the dum dot.
Paula, I had the penny. I put
it at the diaper and I did the dum dust. Died with the Danny in the dum dot.
I put the penny in the gum slot.
I put the penny in there. I just didn't remember.
I put the penny in the gum slot.
One penny, I'm putting the thing in my gum.
You get the paper and I get the gum, cause I put the penny in the gum slot.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Turn the handle.
Turn a handle. Let her go.
Peppermint flavor, yummy yum. I got the paper
and I dot the dum dust. I dot the Danny in the dum dust.
Paula, if you remember, I walked.
I dot the Danny in the dum dust.
Paula, honey, I had the penny and I put it in the machine, and then you walked up when I turned the handle and the gum come out, and you grabbed the gum and you ran away, and I don't think it's fair. So there.
Boy, this is good gum.
That's good gum, huh? Don't I get anything but the paper?
Dope,
I guess I am. Da 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 dum day dike, da dickowit dum.
Dope.
It a depiment dum.
Dope.
It tooty footy.
Dope.
What then, what da da day dike?
It ain't that dough taste.
They ain't that no day, then who want the dumb? You can keep old dumb. Uh-oh. Hey, wait a minute. Give me a tiss.
Then do ain't mad at me for taking this double dumb?
Me, dad a do? Don't be dilly. Give me a tiss.
Okay.
Then tut your eye. You got them all tut? Then hold on.
Don't stop it!
Did you dike it?
Dough.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
You stole my double dum.
I put the penny in the dum dot.
I put the penny in the dum dot. Do dot the taper.
And I dot the dum
dot. Die do da Danny
in the dum dum dot.
That just about wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to go out on and to wrap up the Barbara Carroll Radio Obituary. Of course, we'll be back here next week with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. And, you know, anything else you need, just let us know about it right there over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And we'll do everything we can to take care of it in the meantime. Well, maybe not everything. Hang out with us all week long at said Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and we'll see you right back here next week on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.